Our scripture this morning comes from Mark's Gospel, the 5th chapter, beginning in verse 21 through verse 43. And this is the girl's life that has been restored, and of course the life of a woman that was healed from an issue of blood. It says, when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd had gathered there around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, he fell down at his feet and he begged him repeatedly. And he said, my little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live. And so he went with him, and a large crowd followed him and passed and pressed in upon him. And now there was a woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for over 12 years. She had endured so much under many physicians, and she had spent all the money that she had. And she was no better, but rather she grew worse each day. She had heard that Jesus, she had heard about him, and she came up behind him in the crowd, and she reached out and touched his cloak. And then, she said, if I can just only touch his clothes, I will be made well. And immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And immediately at that moment, aware that the power had gone out from him, Jesus turned around into the crowd and he said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said to him, you see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, who touched me? And he looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, she came in fear and trembling. And she fell down before him, and she told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of all your disease. Now, while he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say to Jairus that your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And when they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing very loudly. And when he entered into, he said to them, why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside, and he took the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and he went in where the child was. He took her by the hand, and he said unto her, Talitha kum, which means, little girl, get up. And immediately the girl got up and began to walk around. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement, and he strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and he told them to give her something to eat. The word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this day for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your Lord, our Lord and Savior, Lord, your Son. We thank you, Lord, for his healing mercies. We thank you, Lord, for the gifts. For the little girl that was raised from the dead and the woman who was healed from her hemorrhage. Lord, we know you are the great physician, the healer of all, and we come before you daily thanking you and asking that you continue to be with us and continue to bless us and continue to heal those around us in so many ways. But Lord, this day we ask your blessings to be upon this time that you've allowed us to gather here. Allow, Lord, my words this day to be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.